It's been a tough week in financial markets. Investors have been forced to come to terms with this new reality of higher for longer interest rates in the U.S., with rates now seen above 4.3% for the entirety of 2023. All of this has resulted in an even bigger monetary policy divergence and yield differential advantage for the U.S. dollar, which has also resulted in even more demand for the buck on the risk-off implication and flight to safety bit. U.S. economic data has also been solid of late, only further justifying the need for higher rates, all while economic data outside of the U.S. has been less encouraging. The disconnect has proven to be quite disruptive, and to the point where we saw the first intervention from the Bank of Japan since 1998. We wonder how much more we will be hearing about warnings against excessive and undesirable movement in FX rates, especially when considering not only the yen, but all currencies are getting crushed against the U.S. dollar. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, UK CBI trades, Canada retail sales, some US PMI reads, and a Fed Powell speech late in the day. That's all for now.